independent voice for Houston sports. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. KFNC and KFNC HD2 Mont Belvieu, Houston. Brought to you by Zadok Jewelers. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Lance Erline, and live from Chicago, here's John Granato.
So that voice guy is the same voice guy they've got here at ESPN Chicago. I was just listening to their commercials during the break. And so that dude's raking. He's bringing some cash in with that voice of his. So congratulations to you.
I mean, he's one of the biggest national voice guys in the world. He does it for ABC, Disney, movie trailers, everybody.
Cool. Yeah.
And his wife is also a voice person, too. So they have just, from what I understand, their house has just got its own studio built in.
Oh,
and
yeah,
they
sure
just
it does.
They get emails, they go into the studio, record it, send it off, and cash a check.
So Ryan Tapera from Houston, Texas. From Houston, Texas. Accused the Astros of cheating. You got it, Aaron? You want to play it? Play it again for anybody who didn't hear. He's a reliever. You never heard of him unless you're from Houston, obviously. But oh well, you're from Houston.
Well, so where you know?
But that's I wasn't. Were you aware of Orion Tapera?
Well, it says it on his it says it on his Wikipedia. Let me see if I can see where he went to high school. Oh, he went to Brazoswood High School. That's you're not gonna.
That's not
really Houston.
That's not Houston.
That's where Dennis Lindsay went to school, though. But no, that's not really Houston. That's not Houston. And he's a Sam Houston Bearcat.
He's
a Bearcat.
Oh, great. You know what?
We got Bearcats badmouthed in this city. What is going on with you? Can you people get your mans and have them quit trying to badmouth that? There's no proof. There's no nothing except that the Astros scored runs, and now they must be cheating again.
So all they do is score runs.
The buzzers must be back.
Here's Ryan Tapera talking about the Astros cheating.
You know, you play at Minute Maid, and you know they're doing something over there that's a little different. You know, it shows you how many swings and misses they had tonight compared to Minute Maid. So, you know, that's why you have home field advantage. And you know, tomorrow, and you know, we got another home field advantage, so we're ready to go.
Don't care. Next. Don't care.
He was right in
score,
this.
Somebody accused him of cheating. Next story. I've heard this story like 50 times.
They scored 6 runs, which is what they scored in game 1 and beat your ass, by the way, Ryan Tapera. Same number. But they did strike out 16 times. 16 yesterday. That's a lot. That seems like a lot to me. And I was disgusted with them, if you want to know the truth. Striking out in big situations. All right, so let's not do that anymore. But, do you think it's because they weren't cheating that they struck out 16 times yesterday, Lance?
Must be. Might be that strike zone. Might also be the home plate ump.
Yeah.
Because those weren't too sweet.
Yeah, it seemed to me that
those calls weren't awesome.
There were a lot of strikeouts on pitches that should have been strikes.
No.
Yeah. So if you're looking for a way to just, you know what? Hopefully it's a little motivation. And hopefully all of those guys went home last night and watched ESPN or whatever and went, really? You guys blew that call in a big game, in a game situation, that Grandal play? This is the umpiring that we get. In a playoff game, we have one of the worst umpires in baseball behind home plate.
Guess who thought that was kind of a sweet call? The throw that hit Grandal, and then no interference was called despite Grandal being in the freaking infield grass. You know who thought that was a pretty sweet baseball move? Your boy Jeff Passan.
Yasmani Grandal is no spring chicken either, guys. Like, he knows if you hit a ball
to the first baseman and he's going to go home, you have the ability for those 45 feet to get in the guy's way. You're not sticking your arm out. You're not leaning into it, but you're trying to make it tougher on Yuli Gurriel. And that's exactly what he did. It was a veteran play. It was a smart play. And it ended up being a play that got them the runs that they needed.
So, no, this is your boy, by the way.
That's your boy.
That's your boy.
He and my boy.
You and Jeff are buddies.
No, he's not my boy.
No, you guys are buddies.
He's not my boy. What a great play that was by Grandal. What a great job by all of the umpires to get together and not say, you know, he was in the grass. It's pretty intentional there. I don't know. Let's ring him up. Bang. Out. That should have been, it should have taken 12 seconds. What do you think? I mean, he was in the grass. It was an intentional thing. His pathway started in the sand.
In the grass.
It started in the dirt, and he went into the grass. He moved. He altered the pathway to first. It's intentionally trying to subvert the opportunity for an out at home. We got to ring him up. Bang. Out. You go over and talk to the manager. You go over and talk to the White Sox if you need to. Dusty doesn't get talked to. Instead, they don't call it. And
why did Pawpaw not worse.
I'd have got thrown out for that one. To me, what's the difference? You know what? You need to lay into their ass. You got to take a piece out of their ass.
Not only that, Javier should have put one in his ribs and cracked a rib on that next at-bat. If he's going to do that, because they showed him on first base laughing and smiling at the fact that he knew he got away with it after they went and talked to Dusty. The camera's panning on him, and he's sitting there smiling and joking.
They're having a hard time getting guys out. I don't think they're going to crack anyone in the ribs when they're trying to win a playoff game and sweep them and get out of there.
At that point in time, you're already down four.
You're down 9-6, right? When the next time he came up?
At that point, I mean, you got a player on first. You got one on first and an out.
Tell you what, in a regular season, it might. But then again, you heard Dusty. Here's Dusty Baker. Let's pull up Dusty Baker's. No one's getting cracked in the rib because Dusty, that's actually considered. Actually, in this weird thing of baseball, in this weird mindset of baseball players, where if you celebrate home runs, guys will get really, old school guys will get pissed off. Old school guys like Dusty Baker actually have respect for a play like this.
You know, the umpire said once the ball's in play, you know, like unless he does something intentional to, to interfere with the ball. But clearly he was running inside. I mean, that's interference, you know, in itself. You know, that was a big play because we didn't get an out. We didn't get they scored a run. And, that was a big play in the inning. I mean, shoot, they got six or seven ground ball hits. It could have been a double play, you know, any of them. And then they got the infield hit, which really started things. They got a number all night. They got a number of two strike hits.
Well, that's not.
Did the umpires give you an explanation why they didn't call interference? And was that?
Yeah, they gave me an explanation. I mean, you know, what good is explanation at that point? You know, and I was arguing the fact that, you know, especially him being a catcher, you know, he knows, you know, what he's doing. I mean, that was a smart play on his part, and that was the explanation that they gave me, that they didn't see anything wrong with the play.
Yeah.
Dusty didn't call it a cheap play. He called it a smart play. Old school guys like stuff like that. By the way, you know what I've noticed too, John? And I noticed this in game two. Well, it was just very obvious. There was a chance to break up a double play, and McCormick pulled his slide up short at second base. Have you noticed that no one has wipeout slides anymore breaking up double plays? Like, that's not even a thing anymore.
No, you don't. You don't see. You really don't see it.
And that's a part of the game too. Being able to take that out. I mean, it's a part of the game to run on the grass, and alter the ability to throw a man home. But you can't break up a double play. What are we doing? What is going on?
Yeah. No. So looking up, do you know what Tom Hallion's ERA is this year?
No.
4.08. You know what Angel Hernandez is? 4.07. So when he's behind home plate, pitchers have a 4.08 and Angel has a 4.07 ERA. That's bad. 419 is the worst. Alfonso Marquez. 392 is the best. Ron Culpa. So apparently, you know, that's good for pitchers. Tom Hallion is good for hitters. He's good for hitters. He helped after missing that strike. Garcia homered, right? I mean, that he's good for hitters. He's really, really good. And he was really good. And one of the worst umpires in baseball, rated one of the worst umpires in baseball, is behind home plate in a game situation. In a big game situation.
How is that? I am curious how that's possible. How that is possible on the major league level where you get a guy who has that kind of miss rate. How does that happen? Did Major League Baseball not? I know. So it's used off of StatCast stuff. All the data that is pulled by umpire scorecards on Twitter, it's StatCast data. So it's available to Major League Baseball. I don't understand how they've got a guy that inaccurate at home plate. 2.5 hours for the first four innings of the game. That
unbelievable.
Was staggering.
It was the longest game in baseball.
Did you
history.
Stay for the whole thing?
Yeah.
What time did you go? What time did you leave?
We, whatever it ended, we left.
I mean, it was, what time did the game finally end?
Like 2 a.m?
It wasn't 2 a.m.
Or something? I don't know. I have no idea. I got home and I passed out. It was a long day.
Well, you were also drinking, weren't you?
Well, what do you think I was doing?
Game time, 4 hours and 27 minutes. It was like the Dodgers series all over again.
It was
4 hours and 27 minutes, and that's with the last four innings going much faster.
Yeah.
Well, at least on the Astros side.
Yeah, it was 10 o'clock, and I think we were in the fifth.
Yeah, oh, no, you were in the fifth.
Yeah, yeah. All right, 713-780-3776. Do you want to talk? Do you want to talk about your Texans on the other side?
No. Well, you keep asking me this. No, I don't want to. They lost 25-22. They try to kick a 56-yard field goal with a guy who can't make an extra point. And
no,
then,
that was
and
the
then,
right
you know,
call. Just, you know what? Make the field goal.
Make the 56-yarder,
yeah.
As said to a guy who can't make an extra point.
Yeah, do it. Yeah, yeah. Win the game for your team.
Hey, listen, guys. October 13th is, God forbid you have a game five. God forbid. But if you do, Simple Seats has got you covered up. They got you. And here's the thing I'm looking at right now. Let me see if I can, what are the zones? Do we have some zone seating? I'm looking for the prices right now, and the Game 5 prices are a little higher right now than what you had in Game 1 and Game 2, but, you know, that makes some sense if it's a possible Game 5. And it wouldn't surprise me if those tickets keep going up if there is a Game 5. I'm just making you aware that SimpleSeats.com is here for you. You could have gotten into the building on the Aggie game for less than $50. You could have been there for one of the biggest upsets that we've seen in years. And right now you can get into Game 5 of the Astros series, if there is one, and I'm hoping there's not. But once the ALCS rolls around, if your Astros are in it, you're going to be able to find seats at Simple Seats. They never have any fees on any of your tickets. The cost of the ticket is what you're going to pay. You have the tax, and then there's no transfer fees. There's no convenience fees. It's all right there in the price, and it's one page checkout too. It's amazingly easy through Simple Seats. Get your Texans, your Astros, the Longhorns, the Aggies, University of Houston, the Dynamo. All these tickets can be found at SimpleSeats.com. Use promo code Lance10 for $10 off of your order over $25.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
The Bench!
Tell them again!
The Bench!
Stay tuned for more John and Lance coming up in a few minutes.
Can't wait!
The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Lance Erline. And live from Chicago, here's John Granato.
All right. So I told you earlier, Lance, that I bet 100 with this guy.
Yeah.
In front of me.
What was his name? Greasy Ray?
A-hole. Some kind of A. I think it was, I don't know, A-hole or something. His last name was Hole. Anyway, I told him if he win, when I win, call in tomorrow. Or if I lose, call in him. Yeah, here he is. What is Brian? Is this Brian?
So Chicago's
Brian.
Calling
yeah,
in.
Yeah, good morning, John.
Yeah, Brian. Congratulations. What are you doing? What are you gonna do with your 100?
We went back to Cork and Kerry, bought some more beers, and it was a great night.
Cork and Kerry. That's my boy. That's my boy Chad Weiler's place. On Western.
There's one on Western. There's one a block from the park. That's where I was just trying to have Mr. Crane meet me for a beer, but he didn't join us, if you recall.
So was John totally sober, Brian? Was he a sober fan in the stands?
You know what? I first recognized John. I didn't know who he was until he started talking smack about the Astros were up 5-1, and he goes, "I'm surprised the White Sox fans are still here." And that's when we realized it was still the third inning. We're like, this felt like the ninth inning, and it was the third inning. Oh, no. And I turned around, and then we started talking. But, yeah, he was just talking smack here and there.
Yeah.
He doesn't like
yeah.
it.
That's
he
right.
Like it when
and
the
guess
Sox
what? He told you he grew up a White Sox fan, didn't he?
Oh, he knew every play of the White Sox 1983, every game. He was.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable.
Because he got arrested there probably a couple times.
Now, that probably did happen.
Oh,
so,
so much fun.
Rick, are you back in those seats today? Because then I'll get my 100 back.
I am not back.
Oh, see, scared.
I was.
All right, you're going to take your money and run. Scared. Okay. All right.
We're going to try that. But who are the Astros throwing today? I didn't even look.
Urquidy. Guess what?
You may remember him from a World Series win in Washington. Game 6 to bring it back for Game 7. We won't talk about Game 7.
Yeah.
He's got a World Series win in Washington on the road. So
yeah.
It's in his first rodeo, Brian.
So how's that taste, Brian?
I know.
It's not his first bratwurst, I guess.
Flip it. And Rodon can't even lift his arm. Guess what's going to happen today, Brian? Guess what? You're gonna catch it today. But you're not going to be there for me to get my 100 back. So, all right, beat it. Beat it, Brian.
Your 100 was well spent. Your 100 was well spent.
As long as you spend it on alcohol,
go to beer.
I'm fine.
John, it was going to beers one way or another.
Yeah,
it went
you're
to
right.
Beers,
either
just
way,
somebody else got them.
Either way, that thing was going to beers. Brian,
hey,
congrats.
John was talking about double or nothing, or he was going to do something. I heard him back there talking odds. And where's you? You were going to do something. Then it got out of hand a little bit. He didn't want to make that bet.
I was
chirps real loud till it gets out of hand.
Yeah, then when it's actually put up, I shut up.
Brian, did it go to real beer or did it go to Coors Light?
Mm-mm.
Bell's Two Hearted. We had some drafties, Bell's Two Hearted, back at the
all
bar,
right.
And then let the crowd go out.
There's a great. What is it there in Chicago? The big
Goose
old
Island?
Style.
No. The brewery. It's a craft brewery there.
Goose Island.
What is it?
Goose Island.
Oh, Goose Island, yeah.
Goose Island's not what I'm thinking of, but yeah, that's one, too.
Who cares about that? If it's not Coors Light, who cares?
Yeah. Nah, what do I care? I care?
Brian.
Half Acre, it's called. Half Acre was what I'm thinking of.
You know what? We'll try. You know what? We will. Before the game, we'll stop over there. It's right across the street
from
the park.
Billy Guidey. You'll look it up. It's Cork at the park. And look, that's for Billy Guidey, and he's the owner, or Mike Fitz will be there. They'll buy you a beer.
Hopefully, right. The police will be
tell
there.
Him,
to,
tell him he got love. Tell him he got love on the
whatever
on Houston radio
Chicago
this morning.
Too, John.
All right, man. We
I'll
appreciate
let him
it.
Know. All right,
Brian.
We'll see you, thanks, guys.
By the way, screw you, Brian. You're not even going to come back and get my 100 back. That's all.
Yeah. Right as he's being hung up on. By
got
the way,
my
screw 100. You, Brian.
Got my yeah.
He got you 100. You were what? When did you make the bet? Did you make the bet at 9-6?
I think it was
6-5.
No, I think it was 6-5.
6-5. Okay.
We were losing 6-5. I said, "Oh yeah, tough guy. We're gonna win this game. Let's go." Oh yeah, tough guy. That's what I said. And guess what? He was a tough guy. Took my hundy and went and drank on it. But you know what? I'm happy. At least went to a good place.
You know who I loved yesterday? First of all, Javier had a good outing. But I like Greinke's outing. I thought Greinke did a really nice job. Soft contact stuff. I thought Greinke did a nice job coming from there. And, he's not going to
be in there
now.
Earlier.
He's available. I know. I mean, Dusty has really, I honestly think Dusty screwed up with this bullpen thing. I just think he screwed up. If you don't, this is like the, I, to me, this is like an 8-man rotation. You tighten it up. You tighten it up. Ayimi should never get in a game. And you know what? Right now, because you can tell what kind of pitcher you're going to have from Greinke early in a game, that one was screaming for Greinke to come in since it was that early, since it was the third inning. It was screaming for Zach Greinke to be up and to jump in and see what you had. You had a little lead there, too, to some leeway. That one should have been Greinke, should have been up. And, of course, you know, he ends up pitching well for you. He's not going to be available today. He will be available for you in Game 5. God forbid you got to go to him. But, honestly, who are you? Graveman looks terrified right now out on the mound.
Yeah.
You don't trust him. We know that Maton is the greatest pitcher that's ever pitched, according to Dusty. So I know we'll see him. I know you'll see Presley if the Astros get up. You're going to see Presley again. Yimi can't see another game in this series, right? There's no way.
No.
And he doesn't make.
Oh, really?
And if they move on, he doesn't make.
If this goes to Game 5, I guarantee you, you will see Yimi.
Don't say that.
I'm telling you.
Is there any chance he would make the ALCS roster?
Click needs to take this toy away in the next series. He needs to take Yimi away from Dusty so he doesn't put him. He's got to be off the playoff roster next series. Got to be. Because otherwise he's going to actually go to him.
So Cobos.
Did he not watch this season? This is your manager who's with these guys every day. He's seen Yimi out there, and he's seen what he's done, and he puts him in the most critical situations. It's unbelievable. That is unbelievable. All right, 713-780-37. I'm done. You know what? We got a half hour. It's just unbelievable to me that Dusty makes these decisions. I just don't get it. I just don't get it. All right, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here and hang with us, you're more than welcome. If you're looking for somebody that is going to build you an outdoor studio, an outdoor porch, if you're looking for an outdoor kitchen, a patio, whatever it is that you want, how about indoors as well? Change those countertops. Your countertops are terrible. You can change the entire look of your kitchen. You can change the entire look of your bathroom by just adding a vanity redoing the shower. You can change the kitchen with cabinets and countertop. It can look like a new home. And Jeff Aronoff can do all of that at Absolute Marble and Granite. And he's going to do it, and he's going to give you a price. He's going to help you pick all the stuff out. He's seen it. He's done it. He's been there. He does it every single day. He is going to make sure that your home or your business looks wonderful. And you got to upgrade, people. You can't. If it's been 10, 15, 20 years that you haven't done anything, you need to do it. So call them, 713-880-2822, 713-880-2822. It's Absolute Marble and Granite.
ESPN 97.5. Welcome back to The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Lance Erline. And live from Chicago, here's John Granato.
All right, just two segments left. Lance, let's do this. We do it on Mondays. Something you saw from the weekend. Maybe we've talked about it. Maybe we haven't. One sentence is all you get. 713-780-3776.
You get a sentence. Something you learned from the weekend.
And it's not a run-on sentence either. Something you saw this weekend that you need to say on the radio in Houston, Texas.
Bill O'Brien is who we thought he was.
Okay.
As a play caller.
All right. The Los Angeles Chargers are for real. Okay?
I think that seems fair.
Okay.
Can I do another one while Aaron answers these calls? We got a bunch of people calling in, which is what we want. That's great. Here is one that is a scary one. The Cowboys are pretty explosive. Here's a different one that I also want to throw out there, too.
All right.
Deontay Wilder's ear is bleeding.
Yes. Holy crap, that was a... All right?
That was a scrap.
That was a great...
The fight was a scrap.
Great fight. All right?
All right.
And I've got one more before we go to the phones. Tom Hallion sucks at his job.
Yeah, yeah. In case you didn't know who Tom Hallion was, you do now.
Mm-hmm.
You do now. There's an umpire. You know who the umpire is today? A guy named Carpazza.
Oh, now
some guy named Carpazza. Vic, you ready? His name is Victor Carpazza. He's 11th this year in favorites who are -121 to -140, and the White Sox are -125. The home team is 2-0. The home team is 2-0 in those situations. So, not great. His overs and unders, he's 11 overs and 19 unders for the year. So, I don't know who that benefits, honestly. I really don't. Unless Urquidy can have a strong outing, go six, and then we'll just see what happens the last three, like with the Astros bullpen, anytime they're in the playoffs. Let's get Jared in here. Jared, what's one thing you learned? You got one sentence of what you learned from the weekend.
Davis Mills has a really long neck.
Okay, that's true. And that's an accurate comment, John.
There's nothing we can... Yeah, that we can't dispel that. That's not a myth.
No, it's not a myth. It's accurate, and that's something Jared learned this weekend.
Okay,
let's see what Cone. Let me see. Is this a Cone? Yeah, let's get Cone in here. What's up, Cone?
How about them Cowboys?
That's unfortunate.
Unfortunately,
I wish I could say something, but it's unfortunate. But they're going to cruise in their division. Look at their division. Look how bad their division sucks. They're gonna walk into the end zone like the high stepping Ezekiel Elliott did yesterday. Let's get Todd in here next. Todd, in one sentence, what did you learn this weekend?
Lance Zerline's ride up on Trayvon Diggs was spot on.
That's right, son. I tried to tell y'all. I tried to tell America about Trayvon Diggs, the ball snatcher, but no one wanted to listen. No one except the Cowboys. I'm trying to help my hometown team, Houston Texans, and they say, Lance, we'd love to, but we don't have a second-round pick. And I'm like, why'd y'all let that dum-dum trade away all the picks?
They said, what did you even do, Lance? Like, how are we going to trust you? What do you even do, Lance?
Yeah, I don't even know what you do. No offense. I don't mean to demean you. I don't even know what you do. Well, you know what I do? I ride up cornerbacks. What do you do? What do you do, Bill, other than throw the ball three times and then kick a field goal when you're playing the Aggies? Let's get Chase in here. Chase, one sentence is all you got. What'd you learn this weekend?
This is Lazy J. How about them Cowboys?
Now, see, this can't turn into a Cowboy thing. Let's get Ocho. I know Ocho's, well, I don't know if he's a Cowboy fan or not.
I don't know what Ocho does.
Let's get Ocho in here. What's up, Ocho?
What's good? Hey, Rodney Hudson is the second most important offensive player for the Cardinals.
That was one sentence. It was technically one sentence. And you know what? He's not wrong. Their center, Rodney Hudson, who they got in free agency, is really, that's true. Let's get, is this another Lance? All right, we'll see. This is another Lance, I think.
No, this is not Lance. But I wanted to say, Lance is the jinx for Texas Longhorn football. See. Bye, bitch.
I mean, look.
That's two sentences.
I did tell my wife
I would
jinx
her. That was two sentences.
Oh, can I tell you what my son Alex said? Yeah, you can't say bye, bitch. That's a second sentence. You're not allowed a second sentence.
Yeah.
This is what my son Alex said. Since you jinxed the team I like in the Longhorns, I'll jinx yours. The Astros are a lock to win. There's no way they could lose the series up 2-0. My son tried to actively jinx the Astros. We'll see if he gets college paid for if they lose the series. Because there's no guarantee. He didn't have that money. I got that money put away. Let's get Eric. What's up, Eric?
Thank God for the short right field fence at Fenway.
Oh, my God.
No.
Can you believe that?
What about the ground rule double?
Yeah, that's what he's talking about.
Yeah.
That game is probably over. You probably lose that game. Well, I don't know. Maybe. I mean, you know.
Maybe not. But how about that's the ruling, though? If it goes off the player, off the wall, off the player, out into over the fence, and it's a ground rule double, that's a bad rule. That's a bad rule.
Yeah, but let's go Red Sox. Let's go Red Sox. Get rid of those Rays. There's nothing like losing your best pitchers and teams are still terrified of you. Ryan is up next. Ryan, one sentence to tell us what you learned from this weekend.
What's going on, fellas? I repeat, do not eat a two-day-old sandwich from Buc-ee's. Do not do it.
Yeah, that seems fair. I mean, it seems like something that you probably should have known already, but maybe you learned it the hard way. Adam, what'd you learn?
Hey, guys, Dr. Funyuns, I learned we need to get Lance to a safe house during UT games.
Yeah, I was threatened multiple times by members of my family. They do consider me a jinx. You know what I consider a jinx? Their defensive coordinator. I consider their run fitting to be the jinx of all jinxes. I consider giving up a 3rd and 19, 52-yard touchdown pass. That's not on me. That's on your terrible cornerback play, wifey.
How about
Trust me, I wanted Texas to win. I didn't want. She thinks that I'm not for them. That I actively root against. I don't root against them. She said, just because you don't have a team. I have teams. I have teams every Saturday and every Sunday. And then, boom, I get new teams each week. Well, I was a huge fan of the Carolina Panthers for the first half yesterday. I was a huge Carolina Panther fan for one half. My teams break my heart all the time. It's just that they're different teams.
What about your son, Alec, who's going to go to A&M? He had a great day.
He was not happy.
He wasn't happy?
I feel like he's more on the Longhorn side again. Yeah, he wasn't happy. And Snacks came out of church. I probably shouldn't tell this, but I'm already in trouble anyway. Snacks came out of church. He goes, and you know what else is terrible? That the Aggies won. Also, they beat Alabama. And my wife immediately goes, no one gives a bleep about the Aggies. We're not talking about the Aggies. You're a Longhorn fan. You're not... We don't care about the Aggies. They have nothing to do with us. So stop talking about that game and stop talking about the Aggies. That's how I knew that it stung so bad that they beat Alabama. It had to sting. How does it not sting? No. How does it not sting when Texas A&M and you have a guy with balls the size of Zach Calzada's, which, by the way, I thought he was like the most scared quarterback I'd ever seen in college football history, and now that guy's out there getting taped up and who knows what to get on the field after it looked like his – ankle. That looked exactly like what happened to me whenever I hurt my ankle on frisbee golf. Looked exactly the same. I thought, oh, he's dead. He'll never come back and play ever again. And there he is, going out there, wearing out that Alabama defense. Do you ever notice that Bama, they're good bullies, John, when they're ahead. When they get behind, like, their bully ball doesn't have the same, I don't know. They just don't hit the same way when they get behind. They kind of, that defense all of a sudden looks very, very beatable at times.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Absolutely. All right, is that it?
No.
That's all the board full.
Let's get three more quickly.
All right, let's get some more in here.
David, one sentence.
Sonny Jurgensen played for Philadelphia Eagles 1957 to 1963.
Hang up on him. We're not reading from the football almanac. John is up next. John?
Dusty Baker nutted up early, pulling Garcia prematurely.
I didn't even understand what Al John said.
Now, what did he say?
I don't know, but Dusty Baker, what did he do prematurely?
Something about prematurely.
For pulling Garcia prematurely.
Oh, okay. It was just a basic
baseball went early call. Pulling Garcia.
Yeah. What'd you think, John? Should he have gone? I was fine.
No, it was time.
I was fine. He was getting slapped around. Not for Yimi, but I was fine with that.
It's a 5-game series. You can't be giving up 5 and 2 and a third. No, he had to go.
Pat
got to go. But it wasn't Yimi.
No, it wasn't. You didn't
not
have
in favor
to
of Yimi.
You didn't have to go to Yimi. What's up, Pat?
Hey, Jameis Winston is still the same guy he was in Tampa Bay.
Yeah, that's fair.
Pretty much
true. They're still winning games somehow, but Jameis had some interceptions. At one point, I saw him go over after an interception, and Sean Payton, you could see the look of confusion on Sean Payton's like, what could you have possibly seen that would make you throw that pass to that player? What could you have seen? Last up is Spencer. Spencer, one sentence, what'd you see this weekend?
Coach O, gotta go.
John, I don't think. I think he lasts the whole year.
Well, I don't know. I don't know.
But he might be dead. Coach
Kentucky like that. They ran all over LSU. It was bad. That was That's Kentucky. This isn't basketball. Kentucky slapping LSU around in football?
Yeah.
Got to go. I LSU fans are the worst. The year after they won the national championship, they wanted him fired. That's how dumb they are. But it's bad there right now. And he's still living his best life, though. It looks like he's got a different girl every day. Most of them are co-eds, too. So
get him in while you can.
Well, do what you can. You know what?
I don't know that's going to stay.
God bless. I'm not going to hold it against him.
No. Right? No one's going to hold it against him.
All right. What? Hey, Peach Fine Meats, are you kidding me? The ribs, the chicken. You get that chicken and he splits it for you, right?
Yeah, it takes the, it's called spatchcock, where he takes the backbone out of it, the spine out of it, and so it lays like flatter, so it gets a more even cook. It is absolutely delicious. It's one of the best way you season up the skin. You put it underneath the skin. You hit it on high heat so you get the skin nice and crispy. It is a delicious meal that you can put together. And it's not just – and we mentioned it. You know what I had for the first time? His shrimp, John. He's got these monster shrimp. For the first time, I had shrimp from over there at Pete's Fine Meats. It's incredible. Two things I want to mention. The shrimp and also the bacon. I know you've had his homemade bacon, right?
Oh yeah, it's unbelievable. Oh yeah. Bacon, yeah, it's thick. It's unbelievably good. Listen, you could just go there for the bacon. All right, but he's got everything.
Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding? Listen, if you're looking for the best in meat, it's not even arguable. You get to Richmond and Chimney Rock. You go see Michael. Tell him you heard it right here on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Bench on ESPN 97.5. Found the Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Lance Erline, and live from Chicago, here's John Granato.
Welcome back, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Lance, our final segment. Charlie's here. He's in studio right here. How about that? So, you got Charlie here. We're both looking at flights, though, because that doesn't look like we're playing today, guys. It's 90% chance of rain. And it's
Are you serious?
Yeah, it doesn't look like we're playing.
Tell those bums to put a roof on their stadium. What the hell? Welcome to the 21st century, guys.
I know, right?
What's wrong with you? Why are you playing outside?
Losers.
Throw a roof on it.
So
people in Chicago hate that stadium.
Yeah, it is. It's terrible, but... It was a good place to be. I'm telling you, that was the best atmosphere.
It looked loud.
I've ever
it looked like a really good stadium. It looked like a good atmosphere yesterday.
Yeah, it really was. It really was. The fans were into it, and it was full. It was a blackout. It was pretty neat. It was pretty neat. How about two guys that were lost at sea for 29 days? You know when they were rescued? The quote: "It was a nice break from everything." Would you like, Lance, to be lost at sea for 29 days?
Not 29.
That's a little long.
I mean, do I have food?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Do I have an iPad?
No, you don't have an iPad so you can watch Netflix. No.
What if it's the 29 days, the very first month UT plays in the SEC? And they have a murderer's row of Alabama, A&M, Ole Miss, Georgia in those first 4 weeks.
It's going to be...
Would you rather be out to sea?
No, by then, Sark will have fixed everything, and my household will not be turbulent. By then, he'll have fixed the defense.
Oh, Willie.
Yep.
Willie, though.
Yep. Texas has a long-storied history of great defense over the last several years. I mean, just stop after stop.
Yeah. Apparently, in Spain, a Spanish hospital is under fire. A 19-year-old gay woman visited a gynecologist over a menstrual condition. You know what she was diagnosed with?
What?
Homosexuality.
That was the diagnosis?
That was the diagnosis by the hospital. That's... That is.
We got the results of the test back and the x-rays. It appears as though you're gay.
What other side effects
That's what
are
the
there?
Analysis are. That's the analysis from our test that we've run.
Apparently, Russia is telling its space reporters to not report on the space program anymore.
Uh-oh. What happened?
It just seems, well, I don't, it just seems like it's not going maybe as they had hoped. So they don't want you reporting on it anymore.
Hey, shh, no more.
No.
Cut it out.
That's it. Hey. Hey.
We're not talking space program.
No.
Only talk Texans. No more space program.
Apparently, mafia bosses are a little concerned. Soft millennial mobsters prefer texting to pistol whipping. Do you think that today's millennial mobster is too soft?
I mean, I don't want to be pistol whipped. I'd rather get a tersely worded text, honestly.
Yeah. No, that's how you're coming after
but
you.
I'm not sure that it puts fear in me, a tersely worded text. I just blocked them.
Yeah. Well, that's a problem, according to mafia bosses now.
Okay? Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently, in Iran, women no longer can eat pizza on television because it's too provocative. Have you ever been provoked by a woman eating pizza, Lance?
No. Not pizza.
You don't think that's too provocative?
Nah, pizza's fine. Pizza's not provocative. Now, have you ever seen Rachel Ray in that corn? The video that somebody put together of her trying to take the silt off the corn? Yeah. Now, that's Rachel a while back. We were at 6'10". We were at 6'10" when that Rachel Ray was popping off.
Popsicles.
Not ESPN 97.5 Rachel Ray.
Popsicles, I see. Bananas. Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
Sausage.
Pizza?
No.
I've really never been. Yeah. Yeah. Apparently, remember the insurance company that, Geico was being sued by the woman.
Oh, well.
Geico was being sued by the woman because she caught an STD in the car.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Well, a man is being reimbursed by an insurance company now because a centipede bit him on his groin, in his groin area.
Wait, say that again?
He was bitten by a centipede in the genitals.
Yeah.
No.
Look, it's not preferable, but I don't know that you get money back for that.
Yeah, you should get money. Yeah.
From who?
Yeah. I don't know. From the insurance company. Yeah, pay
me. The insurance company has to pay you for a genital bite?
A centipede bite on the genitals, yes.
Man.
Yeah.
We're getting soft.
Yeah, well, not as soft as mobsters
today. Back in the day, you used to get
bit
by a centipede on the genitals, and you said, that's my bad. I should have checked the seat.
I shouldn't have sat there.
Now we want to blame other people. Take responsibility. Yeah. Be accountable for your own centipede seating. You get bit on the genitals, do what we all used to do. You know, you just put some ice on it and move on. Pour some beer on it.
A thief was none too pleased with the homeowners. He left a note. Why lock your house when you have no cash?
Yeah. What a creep.
Do you think that those people should leave cash? Do you leave cash around just in case?
Yeah, I leave some out just like for Santa. The cookies and the milk, I just leave a little, you know, 20 spot.
Yeah.
And say, here, why don't you just grab this and get out?
Yeah, now beat it.
Get out, and I leave my stuff alone.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're done. Charlie Polillo live from Chicago, ESPN 1000. He's up next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. He, I think, liked the Yimi Garcia decision, but we'll find out.
Yeah, find out.
We'll find out from Charlie next right here on ESPN 97.5.
It's time for me to tell you what else you're going to find out. You're going to find out about that patio, that amazing patio that I was on mine all weekend watching games. Had to be. I was locked in my house for the end of Texas-Oklahoma, but yeah, I stayed out there, watched Alabama, and I thought it was just smart to stay out for the rest of it. Alabama versus A&M, watched on the patio. Today, if there is a game, I'll be out on my patio watching that. When you've got a patio and you've got a grill out there, you got an outdoor kitchen, you will spend so much more time outside and enjoying yourself, listening on your speakers that are embedded in your roof. They can do the gabled roof that gives you even more space. It's the elevated roof. They build the patio to look exactly like it was built with your home at the outset. The craftsmanship, the materials that are used are top notch. The bottom line is you get a space that is going to blow you away, and it's going to blow any friends away that come over to experience it as well. Turn your house into a home with my friends over at Texas Custom Patios. Go to the website and sign up for a free consultation, texascustompatios.com.
ESPN 97.5.